hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and you know, we're going to find out about Deepwater Cay, a new resort we're going to head to next week for a broadcast. But before we do that, we got to head to the Midwest, to the biggest diving event going on in the Chicago area, in the country, for that matter. Our World Underwater is happening in Chicago. Our buddy Clay McArdle from Explorer Ventures is there on site. I don't know if he was exiled to this part of the country for bad behavior on his birthday this week or not, but that could be the Clay. Was that the case, Clay? Come on, fess up.
Yeah, you know, that was actually probably the case. But actually, you know, maybe I'm thinking that you know, part of the issue was I wanted a really easy weekend trying to pedal warm water trips to people in Chicago in February, and that's really not a tough weekend.
Yeah, it's not a tough sell, I'm guessing, either. So yeah.
not even a little bit. It's 20 degrees here, which is actually about 20 degrees warmer than it was at my house when I left on Friday. But now we're having a great time. The show's real busy. Started last night. We've got all sorts of people wandering the aisles looking at, you know, trips from all over the world, gear from all the different manufacturers, and we're having a lot of fun.
Good. Well, that's great to hear. I mean, what else are you going to do when you're snowed in Chicago? Go to a dive show and find out all the cool places you could go dive and get warm. And that's what they do at Our World Underwater, ourworldunderwater.com. So I know you're talking to a lot of folks about telling them to go on Explore Adventure Live Aboard. Have you heard any more fallout from our latest adventure down there in Saba? I've only heard things. I'm just checking with you since you're the boss.
I haven't heard from the boat in about 3 weeks since he got off. So my worst fears may be coming realized. I don't think the crew is actually going to forgive me for that one.
Well, you know, I think they would have let him out of the drunk tank by now, surely. I'm guessing. I don't know.
Yeah, really.
No. They've had a couple trips since. What a crew. Literally. That was one of the best trips we've ever had, if not the best. But the crew was spectacular. Claire and I mean, the entire gang. I mean, I could rattle them all off, but I can't remember everybody's name right off the top of my head. But they were all great.
Actually, you know, I'll tell you, I just got off the phone with Nestor. I was going to be talking to you. And Captain Nestor, he's from Roatan. And he said to give you his best, and he had a great time showing you all the stuff down there.
All right, well, I that $20 went a long way, longer than I thought. That's appreciated, Nestor. Thank you. No, but yeah, it was. You just got a great crew running that boat, the CX2, down there in Saba. And I'm guessing that's one of five itineraries that you're showcasing there at Our World Underwater. Or is there any particular place that you're seeing the Midwest divers gravitate to? From what you've seen so far,
one of the interesting things about dive travel is you can really spend time to go to all different parts of the world, as you know, and so there's a lot of people that, you know, might want a quick fill in trip to get down to the Caribbean, you know, to get into some warm weather, and other people are looking for something more exotic, you know, longer plane flights to get to the other side of the world and see something completely different. So we have interest in all of our destinations. It really goes across the board. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you got Saba, St. Kitts, that itinerary. You have, you know, Turks and Caicos, you have Maldives, Galapagos. There's a lot to choose from, and I'm sure, you know, whichever place they pick, they're going to have the time of their lives, there's no doubt. And there's rumors that our trip went so well that we're going to try to put one on the books here and schedule something out here towards the end of the year or thereabouts very shortly. But don't let that, don't go ahead and book it. If you're thinking about doing a liveaboard trip now, just book it. And you can go with us as well if we pick a week. Right, Clay?
Yeah, and I think, for all the people out there listening that might be a little bit hesitant about booking without knowing when you're going to go on the trip, don't worry. Greg's only going to be on one trip, so your chances of not being on that boat are excellent.
Yeah, exactly. The odds are with you. You got a 1 in 52. Well, and then plus the 5 different destinations. So, but we got something in the works, and we'll announce it when the time is right. All right, Clay, well, I'll let you get back to our world underwater and talking to all those Midwest divers and tell them we said hi, okay, my friend?
Will do. Good to talk to you. Thanks, Greg.
You got it. And happy birthday, my friend.
Oh, thank you for that, too, I think.
Yeah, exactly. He thanks. Yeah, when we get to a certain age, we really don't like that as much as we used to. You know what I'm saying, Bill? You can relate. I know you're there. Yeah. All right. Anyway, moving on. We have Chris Pipes, who is, he's the man in charge, or at least as far as we're concerned, the Big Kahuna at Deepwater Cay, or Deepwater Key is what we would say in the Bahamas, but it's spelled C-A-Y, deepwaterkay.com. Chris, how are you? And welcome to Scuba Radio, my friend. Are you there? Are you with
Thank
me?
Thank you, the dive master. I appreciate it.
Yes, you got it. Well,
I'm here.
Yeah, you are. And we're going to be together next week, I hear, which is a good thing. I'm really looking forward to it. Now, tell us about Deepwater Key there, Chris, because this is a place that, traditionally focused on, like, bone fishing and sport fishing in the Bahamas. Am I right or what? Help me out.
That's right, Greg. Deepwater Key is kind of commonly known as the Mac Daddy of the bone fishing lodges. We've been around serving customers there for great flats fishing since 1958, and have quite a reputation as just a dynamite destination for bone fishing.
Yeah. Now, hey, Chris, I know
some of the great dive.
Yeah, I want to put you on the spot here. Let's drop some names because I know this is like a destination to the stars. You've had some celebs show up there and do some of this bone fishing. Are you allowed to say their names, or will like one of their bodyguards come and beat you to a bloody pulp if we share that on the air? How's that work exactly?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Let's name drop.
Get away with mentioning a couple of names.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson.
Okay, cool.
Loves to come down Deepwater Key and fish with us. We've also had, over the years, we've had Ted Williams and Kurt Gowdy and Joe Brooks, some of those old-timers that have been there.
All right, cool.
Tom Brokaw comes down quite often, and some of our friends from Patagonia come down. So we've had quite an assortment of folks there over the years, and just enjoy having them come down. They have a great time, and the cool thing is we see them repeat quite often, which is kind of neat.
Yeah. So it's a very exclusive little resort. It's its own private island right off of Freeport. Am I right? Logistically there? Is it off
right.
the north side or
yep.
am I right? Yeah. North side of Freeport.
It's right off the very east end of the island.
Oh, east,
we're
okay.
We're about a five-minute water taxi. Yep. We're about a five-minute water taxi from the mainland there.
Uh-huh.
And about a 45-minute drive down from Freeport. So,
okay. All right.
Easy to get to.
Yeah. So you get over there, but it's its own little private island. So it's very exclusive in the sense that there's nothing else there, and you guys run the whole resort. And did I read something right on the website? You guys have your own chef on the island, like a real chef type of thing? Or what's going on there exactly? What is that all about? Yeah?
Well, our culinary team is very, very strong. We try to use the product that comes out of the sea, all the fresh conch and lobster and cabera snapper and all the good stuff like that that we're able to get, and serve conch fritters and things like that. But we've got some talented staff there helping us prepare all the meals. Of course, all the meals there are all included with all of your packages, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And for those families and divers that are out for the whole day that don't want to come back for lunch, we pack up a nice box lunch and let them take that out with them on the water.
Yeah, so you have the whole package, the accommodations, the meals, and you can go to deepwaterkey.com and see more information about this. But we're going to go experience it firsthand. And if it's like any other place that I've been to that has done this in the past, the diving generally is overlooked or has been overshadowed by maybe some of the success you've had with the sport fish community, and that's what I can't wait to see. Is that kind of the report you're getting from people that have been diving out there or what?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Matter of fact, you know, we did overlook the diving, the fantastic diving in the area, and we kind of stumbled across it last year, set up a dive program and hired a full-time dive master and got the tanks and gear and equipment and started making that available. And boy, lo and behold, we started getting some tremendous response from our guests, and we discovered six or eight really dynamite dive sites that we can take guests to that offer a wide range of experiences underwater.
Well, I can't wait to experience them. The Scuba Nation guys are going to join us. That'll be all next week right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I don't know why that didn't work.
It's Scuba Radio. That's what we are. Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Well, something happened. No problem. A little technical snafu. It happens every now and then. What are you going to do? Right? You just go with it. Just go with it as divers. We go with the flow. Or the flow goes or trails us. Either way. All right, look. So Deepwater Key next week is the big show. And we're going to broadcast from there. Neil Watson is going to be with us. The guys from Scuba Nation are going to be there with us filming a TV show, which is going to be a lot of fun. Mitch and Billy, they're a couple of nutty kind of guys. This will be our first opportunity to hang out with them. But also, we're going to have a new person join us on this adventure, and you'll hear her, you know, on the air, hopefully, if everything goes as planned. And she's going to help us out with the mermaid stuff. She wanted to be a Scuba Radio mermaid. She's out of South Florida, out of Miami area, and she's an actress, a model, you know, a little bit of everything. A diver, of course, relatively new diver. She does, you know, modern dance and that kind of stuff as well. And she wants to be a mermaid. So we're going to make that dream come true next week for her and cover her, you know, diving adventures on the show. And they may use her on Scuba Nation on the TV show. We'll, you know, get some pictures for the website and that kind of thing. Which, by the way, I have been getting the emails and texts from some folks this week going, Greg, where are your pictures from Nevis, Saba, Dominique, all the you know, we heard all these great things about what you were talking about on the air, but these pictures you promised to post up at the website, where the heck are they? Well, we're going through them, and we're trying to manage the plethora of content that we recorded on that adventure. Over 500 gigabyte. Yeah. I got to figure out a way to streamline this stuff a little bit better. Get a workflow in place that will allow us to get this stuff posted quicker than we're capable of doing at the moment. But I can assure you, it is happening. It is taking place, and we've gotten some great stuff. We definitely, with the GoPro stuff and the light and motion lights that I was using, and Dominica in particular, I got some really, really cool things going on that would work. That would be great. All right, so they will be posted soon, I promise. And then shortly thereafter, we'll get some stuff up from this Deepwater Key adventure as well. So now this this model that we're working with from Miami for this trip, her name is Everline. And, she's from Cuba, and she's on Scuba Radio now?
No, yeah. She's not.
She's not. Then what? What's going on, Bill?
Nice.
He's on line three.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. When I'm saying this, Neil's he's holding up the number three like she's on line three. And like, no, that's signed for Neil.
This is Neil.
Okay.
And
yeah.
This is Neil.
Nice.
That's Nye, who's talking about Everline.
Yes.
So we'll talk to Everline soon enough. But first, the dive god's on the line. So he's not.
Nice.
Does that sound weird hearing your voice back like that, Neil, or you're used to it, I assume, right? Yeah, by now? Yeah?
Yeah, man. Jeez. It's scary. Holy crap. I wonder if you never get lucky.
Yeah, well, that's true.
What's going on?
You're just what?
I just got to Bimini about an hour ago.
Oh, you're in Bimini already. You're in the Bahamas this weekend. Well, that's not fair.
Yeah, well, I've got, actually, Java Show Gusteau is over here.
Yeah.
Doing a film shoot. Plus, Stuart Cove just got in today.
Oh.
And I've got a Brazilian film crew coming in tomorrow that's shooting the Hammerheads for a week.
Wow.
So I just got over to kind of organize that and do some interviews. And then heading back to the States to rally up with you in Deepwater.
Okay, well, fair enough. I mean, you know, that's the life of a dive god. You go to the Bahamas, hang out with Jean-Michel Cousteau and his buddy Stuart Cove, go dive with hammerheads. And is Jean-Michel over there just doing the same thing, checking out the hammerheads, or is he just out there on a holiday, or what is he doing there, Neil? What's going on?
No, actually, he's over. They're shooting a 3D a movie about something, and John Michelle is narrating it.
Uh-huh.
And like I say, I got here about an hour ago and haven't even caught up with him yet. We're going to get it for drink tonight.
Yeah.
And get a little more detail. But, I was really excited to find out that he's over here. I haven't seen him, I think, since we were in Brazil at the dive show last year.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, that would be cool to get a report on that. But so you're just there doing some interviews, though, for this Brazilian film crew that is doing a report on the hammerheads that are in the area. They're in Bimini, or right there by Bimini right now, just hanging out at this time of year.
I don't know if Neil even needs to be there. He heard Brazilians film crew and thought, you know what? I should probably go and make sure everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a couple of the segments, and they have some very interesting talent. I felt obligated to come over.
Yeah, well,
I understand that we're going to have a new mermaid that's going to live up to the Greg Holt mermaid legend.
Yeah, well, I don't know if there's a legend associated with me recruiting mermaids, but it definitely will be a new level of talent that we've never had a real movie star. Be a Scuba Radio mermaid, but she actually has real movie credits and the whole thing. So that'll be fun to see how she can manage, being wrangled as a mermaid. And I mean, it'll be a new experience for her, and definitely one for us. That I'm up for the challenge. Are you, Neil? Because I'm probably gonna need some assistance with this one. You think?
Yeah, well, it's our first experience with a movie star mermaid, and it's the mermaid's first experience with Neil Anderson and Greg Holt, so that's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, well, that usually involves, like, restraining orders and things like that, but hopefully we'll manage okay there at Deepwater Key in the Bahamas. All right, so, but by the way, those hammerheads that you have that are hanging around Bimini right now, is there a chance we're going to see those off the coast of Freeport possibly next week too, where we're swimming at Deepwater Key, or what do you think? Or is that too far away? What do you know?
Don't know about the hammerheads, but they certainly have plenty of black tips and Caribbean reefs and, you know, the bulls, which I don't really like that much, but yeah, this East End is like really virgin diving up there. It's isolated. It's absolutely beautiful, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah,
and from what the resort looks like on the website, I mean, it's a little classier than what we're used to.
A little classier. Well, what are you trying to say? We're kind of not up for that. Hey, I'm up for being pampered and schmoozed a little bit. That's right down my alley there, Neil. You know? He's like, yeah, I know. I have to put up with you. But, you know, that's the bonus. I get to hang with the dive god for a week. Oh, yeah, and there's this model actress girl, too, that'll be there. Maybe we'll connect with her next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Is manning the Be a Diver pool there at Our World Underwater in Chicago this weekend. He is on Scuba Radio right now. Dave, how are you, buddy? I know it's cold up there.
I am doing good, and I feel privileged that I'm on after the dive god.
Yes, well, trailing the dive god or following in the fin kicks of the dive god is always an honor for any of us, for sure.
And here's the good news. You're not just on right after the dive god. You're on just before our newest mermaid.
Ooh, how about that?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Sounds interesting.
You know, hey, we're up here in Chicago. It's going to snow outside tonight, but guess what? We've got a pool out here that's been blessed by the ambassador on Bonaire, so it's about 86 degrees. Great place to go diving at Our World Underwater.
Yeah, well, it's like 20 degrees outside, so is there like a really thin sheen of ice along the top of it? That just seems so cold.
This building is nice and warm. The pool is very warm.
Yeah.
So it's been a busy day here at the dive show. People come in from maybe one of those other travel shows and just checking out the pool.
Excellent. So I know the Scuba Cowboy's up there playing. Have you caught any of his tunes?
As I walk by, I hear him. He's got a good crowd up there playing some games and stuff. Yep, they're doing good.
Excellent. And do you got a lot of people jumping in the pool, trying out diving today?
It's a great time. Got some couples, again, they're in the building, visiting the show. Some are coming up. There's a big RV show downstairs, and they're coming up here to check out what Scuba's all about.
Now, I saw a report, Dave, that there was a couple that was going to have like an underwater wedding or something this weekend.
Well, they actually just got married during Our World Underwater at the hotel. We were hoping they would jump in the pool. I would set them up with our OTS Guardian mask.
Right. That's what I thought they were going to do. They didn't want to do that? It wasn't warm enough for them? Wusses.
I guess you didn't want to get your hair wet.
Yeah. Oh, these brides, I'll tell you. Bridezilla. That's what it sounds like to me. But,
that's right.
Yeah. But, yeah, you got that. A lot of giveaways and things like that. People go to the show. And they can enjoy Our World Underwater. All right, Dave, beadiver.com is the place to go to find out where you're going to be next. Want to give us a quick preview? Where are you off to?
Next 2 weeks, I'm in Washington, D.C. for the Adventure Travel Expo. And then down to St. Louis for the boat show.
Very good. All right, we have a new mermaid, new Scuba Radio mermaid we're going to talk to next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I've written quite a bit of X-Men fan fiction. Captain Mutato is half man, half mermaid, so he can fight crime as a man and make love as a mermaid. Most of my writing involves the latter.
Can't swim, so I took a boat to an island so remote. Only Johnny Depp has ever been to it before. I stayed there till the air was clear. I was bored and out of tears. Then I saw you washed up on the shore.
Mermaid Everline. That has a nice ring to it, does it not? I've never heard that name before in my entire life. Everline. It's how she says it, I hope. If not, I just butchered her name once again. Everline, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you? And welcome.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I'm great. Did I get the name right? Am I saying Everline correctly?
You did.
Yay!
You did, actually.
A lot of Americans...
A lot of you gringos call me Everlane, but it's really Everline.
Yeah,
you know?
But they're losers, or me, the first 50 times that I talked to her. But no, Everlane, welcome. And, I wanted to bring you on the air today because you're going to help us out in the Bahamas next week. And you're originally from Cuba. That's kind of cool. I like that, right? And that's the case?
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from the Caribbean, from the beautiful island of Cuba.
So you, but you're a U.S. citizen now, so you came over from Cuba when? Like when you're a young girl or just a few years ago, or what happened with that? Can you give us a little lowdown?
Well, I went to perform. You know, I'm a professional dancer. That's my first love.
Yeah.
And I went to Mexico City to perform, and then I crossed the border from Juarez City, which is in Mexico,
yeah,
to Dallas,
okay,
Texas. And
right,
that's how I came to Miami. And, I've been here for 15 years or so.
Right, okay. And yeah, hanging out.
Now I'm living the American dream.
Okay, living the American dream down there in Miami or New York or wherever they have you go, I guess, as a model, actress, and dancer, God knows what else, right?
Yes, always in between Miami and New York City. Love Miami, love New York as well.
Now, I do have a quick question. Have either of the Castros ever called asking when you're going to come back?
Yeah, really?
Because I would actually spend all of my time trying to figure out a way to get you to come back.
He's been to your website, Everline. You know, what can you do? But I guess you're used to that by now, right?
You guys are funny.
Yeah.
It took me 7 years to go back to Cuba because when I came here to the United States, because I was on deportation order, because I, like I told you before, I crossed the border from Water City to the United States, to Dallas, Texas, and I was caught by the police in the airport, and they did some sort of documentation for me they hadn't acknowledged that I crossed the border. So all my documentation was in Texas, and I needed to go there, you know, to say, okay, you know, I'm in the United States, you know, I'm here, and I never went because I didn't speak English, one, at that time. So when I received the letter to the address that I gave them, there was a friend of a friend of a friend, because, you know, my whole entire family lives in Cuba.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Okay.
I couldn't go, so they closed my case, and I was in deportation order for 7 years. I wasn't able to go back to my country and see my family.
Hmm.
And now, you know, that I'm an American citizen, it's really cool to be able to go back, you know, any time that I want.
Yeah, yeah.
I have two passports now.
You got two passports, so whatever one you need, you can use it to get to where you need to be. That's a good plan.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd like to go diving in Cuba someday. They supposedly got some amazing diving off of the coast of Cuba, but of course that's a bit more restricted as far as what we can do as U.S. citizens, and I don't have two passports, so what are you going to do?
Well, I can take you.
You can dang me. Okay, we're going to have to cut a deal then, Everline. This sounds like a plan.
Definitely, I'm not joking. You can actually come with me, you know?
Okay, and then I'd meet your family and the whole thing, and...
I would eat rice and beans and, you know, fried pork and fried plantains and drink beer. And
oh, boy.
Man, actually, I think I'm going, and you're staying.
Is that how it's going
to
work, Bill?
I do not think that I'm staying home for this one.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, is it okay to give out your website to our listeners, Everline?
To give out your home phone number?
No.
What?
We would never do that.
Yes, you guys. You can give away my website and well, I don't know about my phone number.
Yes. Okay. Well, I don't even have that. She called us. EverlineBorges.com, B-O-R-G-E-S.
Yeah, you have to spell Everline, too, because no one's ever heard of this name in this country.
True.
It's E-V-E-R-L-A-Y-N, and now you understand why people pronounce the name the way that they do. E-V-E-R-L-A-Y-N. Borges, B-O-R-G-E-S, rhymes with gorgeous.
No, yeah, that's absolutely true. And she is. I think there'll be a lot of people who back me up when they see the website. Now, Everline, what does that mean? Is that a Cuban thing? Does Everline actually mean something, or is that just some name they gave you?
Well, actually, you're probably going to think this is crazy, but it was a mistake, misspelling when I was born in Cuba in the hospital. My name was supposed to be Everline. And, you know, in Cuba, there is a lot of Evelyn, Evelyn, but actually Everline, it is not common. You know, like I don't think there is another one. Well, actually, there is another little Everline now from a TV show that I used to do called Get Out, and some fans, followers that I have.
Yeah.
They named their baby after seeing, you know, the TV show.
And they found
and
another Everline, did they?
Now as well. But, yeah, definitely it's a mistake when I was misspelling, and, you know.
Well, you were the original. That's right. You're the original.
You were the original mistake.
That's right.
What?
I'm the original Everline. You know, you Google that, it's probably that it's only me.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, as it should be.
Until this little kid who was named by their parents after the name of an actress on a TV show they watch.
Get out.
Finally decides to do something about his parents, which clearly is the problem, because I think it's a boy.
Now, I had seen that show, Get Out, on HDNet. That's the network that it aired on. And it was basically like two or three girls. They'd travel around the world, and the cameras would follow them on all these, you know, fun Caribbean adventures, whether they're windsurfing or snorkeling or diving or whatever. And you were part of that crew. Is that right?
Exactly, exactly. It was a lot of fun working with the Get Out team, you know. I miss them, but hey, I'm going to be working with you guys next week, and I can't wait.
Well, that's kind of what we do without the hot chicks and we do the cool destinations. But we replace the two hot girls with a couple middle-aged dudes and maybe some mermaids. So, I don't know.
I'll tell you what, middle age is starting to be generous.
But Everline's going to help us kick it up a notch. You also have some movie credits. You're in that movie Miami Vice a few years ago, right?
Yes, sir. I was in Miami Vice, and I played a little role, Miss Cuba.
Okay,
and that
was
an amazing journey. Had a lot of fun working and meeting Michael Mann and the whole team. It was the whole cast. It was really, really cool.
Now, what about your diving experience, Everline? How did you get involved in this, or what made you decide you wanted to learn how to dive?
Well, you know, I was born in Cuba, like I told you, in Matanza, which is a place that is surrounded by oceans, and I always wanted to dive, but, you know, it was hard for me, the system that I was living, to be able to go scuba diving whenever I wanted or, you know, be certified. So here, I was able to get my certification. And like you mentioned before, working on Get Out, I did a lot of diving, and I really fell in love with the scuba. And you know, I really enjoyed doing it.
You want to scuba? We'll teach you scuba, and we give you a mermaid tail.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I have a lot of appreciation for my accent. I have a lot of appreciation for someone who defected so that they could scuba dive.
That's right.
That is really the sort of thing I like to
hear. That's dedication. That's what we look for in our mermaids, Everline. You're well on your way to earn your tail next week in the Bahamas. So I can't wait. Thank you so much for putting up with our nonsense today, and just wait till next week. It gets way worse. No, it'll get better, I promise. Okay? All right. I'll just say yes for her, and we'll leave it at that. I don't want to give her opportunity to say no.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I'm not actually the diver, I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Well, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, dive, dive. When you twist it up inside. Don't come up till you fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, dive, dive. Let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is the Scuba Cowboy. He is playing at Our World Underwater in Chicago this weekend, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Pup, how are you, buddy?
I am fantastic, man. I'm up here in Chicago at Our World Underwater. Everybody's getting excited. You know, and I figured out the secret of this place.
Yeah, what's
because
that?
Because I always wondered, how is it that all these people are so happy? You know, it's cold, it's the middle of winter. This is like their kickoff. This is like, okay, we're a countdown now to spring, and we're going to be diving soon.
There you go. Okay, it's either that or they're just reminded by all the exhibitors of warm thoughts. You know, of
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it gives them something to look forward to for spring. You know, it's like, okay, it's just around the corner.
Right.
We're
going to
be in the water shortly.
Yes. Well, and I mean, are you seeing a big crowd out there this weekend? I mean, that's what always impresses me at that show, actually. How many people?
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. How many people come out? Yes, it's actually been a huge crowd. Last night, of course, it opened, and then today it's been real busy. They had some silly, you know, Greg-like games up here on the stage. Actually, we have a big old stage here. It's centered right in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice.
That is nice. What do you mean Greg like games? What's that supposed to mean? What kind of games do I play?
Good games. Like they had, you know, like how well do you know your dive buddy type stuff. You know
okay.
Contest.
I gotcha. Yeah. All right. So they're just working the crowd a little bit. So they got a stage set up in the middle of the show.
Because they're giving away, I don't know, some kind of trip to the Caymans or something for the grand prize winner. So, you know.
Very good. All right.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that definitely they got a carrot out there to make people participate and have some fun with the crowd. Kind of like what we're doing at, what we do at the DEMA show is what you're saying. That kind of stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
but I will say, not having the whole team here, definitely there's components that are missed.
Yes. Well, you know, we got to spread our crew around sometimes. And you know, being that you're in Colorado and you have to kind of make your way through the Chicago area anyway on your way down south, I figured, let me have Pup cover that base. I got to do some stuff down at the Miami International Boat Show, and then I got to go to the Bahamas. So, you know, it's just that's how we divide our crew. In ways.
I understand it. So what you're saying is I get all of the snow assignments. Just because I live in Colorado.
Well, you know, you're
snow assignments. Just come out and say it. It's okay.
Your blood is thicker. And, you know, so.
It is. That's true.
And it's not like you won't be at Dockside Tropical Cafe next week, so.
No, you will be.
That's true. I will be there Sunday. I'm coming into
the hotel,
Hilton East. And then I'll be playing Monday through Wednesday down at Eric's Dockside Tropical Cafe.
That's right.
Looking forward to it.
He'll be taking part in the Writers Roundtable, too.
Yes,
I will. On Wednesday.
See, I pay attention to what's going on.
No, wait. The first place you're playing is where again, though?
He's staying at the Gomez
Hilton. I'm playing all three nights.
Oh, okay.
But the first two nights, it's just me. Monday and Tuesday, it's just me.
Right.
Okay. Wednesday, we do a Writers in the Round, where it's me, and I don't know who the other two writers are. Eric is probably one of the other ones.
Right.
And then one of the other regular guys that plays there. And we do kind of an unplugged thing.
Got it. All right. Well, that sounds good. Yeah, and he mentioned the Gomez Hilton, our buddy Waldo Martini. So,
yes.
Yeah, I may have to check in there on Tuesday. I got to call him.
That's not rehab. It's not the same.
It kind of is.
If you check in there on Tuesday, you're going to check into rehab on Thursday.
Oh,
Wednesday, depending on how much rum punch he's got in the fridge.
That's right.
But yes, you are sorely missed. I will say that, Greg. And if you notice, Bill, I said that components of our team are missed, you know. So.
Yeah, he's talking about the mermaids. They're not asking about me.
I thought for sure Bill was going to jump on that one.
Yeah, I understand.
Fair enough.
I can understand where pieces would be missing.
Yes. All right.
No one has asked me where Greg is. They just said, where's the mermaid?
Right, of course. Yes.
Of course, we got super Scuba Radio fan Jeff right here with me. He came out to Chicago to hang out. So.
And he didn't even ask about me. Damn him. Oh, that
bastard. No, he didn't
ask
about you. He was like, I don't care, man. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
We're out. We're playing music.
Fair enough. All right. TheScubaCowboy.com. We got time for a real quick call here. 888-88-SCUBA. Crockett's dialed up. What do you got, Crockett? Anything you want to get in real quick or what?
Yeah, just real quick, you mentioned on the chat room that you were aware of the venue change from Tacoma up to Seattle. And the name change, changed it to what, H2O Scuba and Water Show, I think it's called?
That's right, yeah, and they moved it over to Seattle from Tacoma.
Yeah, it's down on the docks, down on the dock area, so it looks like it'd be a pretty good venue.
Yes.
And hopefully you can maybe squeeze your way up that way, and if you do, maybe you can swing by the aquarium while you're in the Pacific Northwest and check out the sharks at the Oregon Coast Aquarium.
All right. Do you really want me, or are you asking if I just take mermaids and send them that way?
Yeah, mermaids, that would be...
I know it. Hey, that's the story of my life. They don't care about me. They don't want to see me. Oh.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
They don't even want to see me. You know, it's not like they'll take me if the mermaids are there. They just as soon not have me at all.
Are you talking about me or you?
Me.
You.
Me, the guy who stays here all the time while you're heading off to, where? The Bahamas this week.
Well, Bill, thank you for making me feel
you're
just
a step above me.
A little bit better about myself.
That's all I can do.
Yeah. See, that's the kind of team we are. When one of us is feeling down, the other one steps in and is like, no, I'm way worse than you. 17 years. Scary. All right.
Frightening.
Oh, by the way, I'll be broadcast from the Bahamas next week. Where are you at, Bill?
I'll be right here.
Oh, God bless you. I feel so much better now. Oh, yes. Hey, don't forget to pick up Cobb the Screw, that book that mentions all our cast of wacky characters. It's a good read from our buddy Captain Patrick. All the info right there on the front of the Scuba Radio homepage at scubaradio.com. We'll leave it at that for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.